Welcome to Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert, a book that will permanently change how you think about creativity and what it means to live a full, expressive life. Most people assume fear must be conquered before creative work can begin, but this book reveals a counterintuitive truth that flips that assumption entirely. Elizabeth Gilbert, whose memoir, Eat, Pray, Love, became an international bestseller, translated into more than 30 languages, spent years distilling that truth, and the answer is nothing like you expect. Gilbert's central argument about fear is both simple and radical. Fear never goes away, and that is perfectly fine. According to the author, fear is a biological companion that will always travel alongside creativity. It is not an enemy to defeat. The goal is not fearlessness. The goal is courage, which means doing the work anyway. Gilbert uses a vivid road trip image to make this concrete. Fear is always in the car, she argues, but it never gets to drive, and it never gets to touch the map. This distinction between fear's presence and fear's authority is the foundation of her entire philosophy. The author also pushes back hard against the myth of the tortured artist. Treating creative work as a life or death matter, Gilbert contends, actually crushes the creative impulse rather than fueling it. She advocates instead for playfulness and curiosity, doing the work for its own sake, not as proof of your worth. From courage, Gilbert moves into what she calls enchantment, a sincere, not merely poetic, framework for how ideas actually work. In the book's view, ideas are disembodied living entities that float through the world, seeking human collaborators. When an idea finds a willing, attentive person, it sends a signal, a feeling of sudden fascination, essentially asking, "Do you want to work with me?" Gilbert grounds this framework in a striking personal story involving herself and novelist Anne Patchett. The author had spent years developing a novel set in the Amazon rainforest, researching it, traveling for it, before life forced her to abandon it. When she returned, the animating energy was gone. She sensed the idea had moved on. What followed was remarkable. Patchett, a close friend, began writing a novel set in the Amazon jungle with eerily similar themes and characters, a story neither woman had discussed. Gilbert interprets this not as coincidence, but as literal evidence that the idea, tired of waiting, found a new collaborator. The lesson is urgent. Ideas have their own timelines and will not wait indefinitely. Yet Gilbert is careful not to make this terrifying. If you miss your chance with one idea, you are not destroyed. The idea moves on, and so can you. The author insists that procrastination is genuinely costly, but it is never the end of your creative life. The book closes its opening argument with a challenge about permission. Gilbert contends that no external validation, no teacher, publisher, or audience is required before you claim a creative identity. The only permission that matters is the one you grant yourself, and waiting for the world's approval is a trap you can choose to walk out of right now. Yet Gilbert is careful not to make this terrifying. If you miss your chance with one idea, you are not destroyed. The idea moves on, and so can you. Procrastination is genuinely costly, but it is never the end of your creative life. The book closes its opening argument with a challenge about permission. Gilbert contends that no external validation, no teacher, publisher, or audience is required before you claim a creative identity. The only permission that matters is the one you grant yourself.